XWHD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy says he's going above and beyond the public health guidance by voluntarily quarantining through the weekend after his deputy chief of staff, Mike Delamater, tested positive for COVID-19. The two attended a social gathering at a bar in Hoboken Saturday, but Murphy says he doesn't meet the CDC's definition of close contact because he wasn't within 6 feet of Delamater for 15 minutes or more.
By any measure, I did not have what you would consider and define as a close contact.
Murphy says he'll get tested two more times, probably on Saturday and Monday, before re-engaging on any level. The last two COVID-19 tests the governor had came back negative. Former Governor Chris Christie continues a mea culpa over not wearing a mask at the White House. His Wall Street Journal op-ed piece earned rare praise from Governor Murphy. Christie, who is at high risk for COVID-19 because of his weight and asthma, wrote he's lucky to be alive. He calls mask wearing a minor inconvenience. Murphy saying Christie showed a lot of character. Thousands of Jersey Shore ballots have been sent to the wrong place, and now the clock is ticking for those who have not received their ballots in the mail. Monmouth and Ocean County officials say the problem could be a bad address, but the Asbury Park Press reports 12,000 ballots sent to Shore voters have been returned as undeliverable. New Jersey ranks last in the Tax Foundation's State Business Tax Climate Index for the seventh straight year. Jared Walczak says his group's annual study looks at five areas of taxes: individual income, corporate, property, unemployment insurance, sales, and excise.
And on four of those five categories, New Jersey is in the bottom 10. Only on unemployment insurance taxes is it a little more middle of the pack, but even then worse than the national average.
The study looks at taxes as they existed on July 1st, meaning the gas tax hike that took effect 3 weeks ago wasn't factored in. Neither were the expansion of the millionaire's tax or extension of a business tax surcharge, though those didn't change marginal rates, so wouldn't change a ranking. Edison will extend outdoor dining through the end of the year to help bring in more diners during the pandemic. This according to an executive order signed by the mayor. An older order was set to expire on Halloween. Other towns have taken similar steps. In Hoboken, the city council voted to also extend outdoor dining through December 31st. Most elementary school students will return to in-person learning in the Toms River Regional Schools starting Monday as the district moves into its next phase. Meanwhile, Booton Middle and High School students will remain all remote and not return to in-person classes until February 1st, the latest reopening date announced so far by a school district. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Weather getting more active. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New
Jersey 101.5 News Time 405. New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Traffic is starting to build up along the parkway on the northbound side between exit 143 and 145. New Jersey Turnpike traffic looking good so far. 287 also not bad. Looks like 280 West and Harrison is starting to slow down coming up to Clifton Avenue. Route 1 and Edison bunching up. A lot of slowdowns on 35 in Shrewsbury and 35 in Wall. At Route 9 in South Amboy, south coming down from Victory Circle into 35. More traffic bunching up on Route 9 through Manalapan and Lakewood. Under 5 minutes leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, and we still have path train delays between Newark and World Trade. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Still a little busy at 73 southbound at Promenade, right by the Promenade and Brick Road, where we had that earlier accident. Burlington has 130 northbound tied up from Beverly up through to High Street as they clear up some left lane road work. Now, let me tell you the story about 295. Southbound is slow south of exit 32 in Cherry Hill down to Route 42 at exit 26. Then it's slow again from exit 11 down to exit 10 and northbound from exit 18 up through to exit 19 in the road work zone. That earlier accident by Route 70 all cleared up. 42 south also, that is a bumper to bumper scene because of an accident at Creek Road. We have 42 backed up from 76 off the Walt Whitman Bridge and all the way down to meeting up with 42 south into Creek Road. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 153 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 407.
It's the most important election of our time. New Jersey 101.5 is here to cover every angle of our election story, all with you in mind. Our entire news and digital team will be on Jersey streets, on the web, and on the air to keep you informed. Thanks to our election coverage sponsor, the new Hyundai of South Brunswick on Route 1. Family-owned and operated with over 50 years of combined automotive experience. This election season, count on New Jersey 101.5.
It means everything.
On the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com.
Jersey 101.5 News Time 4:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
A series of fronts and disturbances will deliver more active weather. From now through the end of the month, rain will be limited, but we do have some wild temperature swings ahead. Tonight will stay mild. Lows fall to around 60 under partly cloudy skies. Fog is likely once again by tomorrow morning. And tomorrow will be a mostly cloudy day with a few sprinkles thanks to an onshore breeze. It'll be a bit cooler, especially along the coast, highs upper 60s to lower 70s. Saturday will start off okay, highs lower 70s, then turning breezy with a shower chance starting in the afternoon. And Sunday, big difference, much cooler, cloudy, and showery. Sunday's highs only mid-50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Woodbury, 76 degrees. Newark, 73. Brick, 67. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.